Ladies and gentlemen, and everybody out there in podcast land, welcome back to another episode of Black Law and Legalize, where we specialize in bringing you the most current legal information known to man. Man, we get it quicker than
what the hell did you just
advertisement?
You shift.
Nah, I'm not like your president sitting at the table.
You shift the kid to do what?
Because you could read in the camera what it was. So
they ain't paying us. So you just that's just crazy. Wait, hold up.
They ain't paying us either.
You can't read it. Oh, sorry.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dan. I'm one of your hosts. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs, which wow. I happen to be on.
Right. You popped some pills before we started.
That's I did. Awesome. I did. I got my meds refilled today. I'm good to go. Keep up with the show at Black Law Podcast on all social media platforms.
Yeah. And hi, my name's Ann, and you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legal Lies. Follow the show, as Dan said, across all social media platforms. Thanks.
Correct, as I said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, quick update on the current situation.
Wait, which situation? We have several.
2020.
A quick update on 2020. Aliens are about to descend next week.
So, there was a video. Did you see the video of the fish throwing the shoes at the chick that worked at the shoe store?
Wait.
All right. So there was a shoe store in Utah, maybe somewhere out there where there's a lot of white people. And they asked her to put a mask on. Rather than putting a mask on, she takes two shoe boxes and flings them at the girl that works there.
Okay.
So girl that works there gets hit by him.
Mm-hmm.
Another co-worker's filming the whole thing. So they follow her out to her car, and turns out the lady left her wallet inside.
Wow.
So she's smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. And I'm just watching all of these dumbasses throw a fit. The dude in Florida, Daniel Maples.
Oh, sounds like your kin?
Nah.
Kin of you?
Daniel Maples, he had a gun on him in Costco. You can see the little gun print. I don't care what nobody says. You can see the gun print. But somebody asked him if he can wear a mask in Costco. Plus, it's Costco's store policy, right? Right. So
Well, they should have never let him in the store. But okay.
He balls his fist up and he starts walking aggressively towards this old lady. She's probably 60, 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he is screaming at the top. I can't believe you haven't heard that.
Man, look, let me tell you, there are so many instances of this going around. Like, I stop actively looking at these things after the lady spit on the baby. Did you see that?
I did not see that one. No.
See, that's what I'm saying. There are so many of these things going around. So basically, lady's in line with her baby. And the person that's filming is like, you should be 6 feet away. You should have a mask on. Keep in mind that the lady that is throwing the tantrum has a little girl with her. The little girl looks to be about 5, maybe. Mm-hmm. So she's throwing this tantrum. This other lady is filming. The woman is like, that's right, film me, put it on social media, da 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 da. Then comes up to her and spits, or she coughs. She coughs.
I think I did see
she
that.
She coughs.
I saw the lady. Wait, nope. Because this is a different one. I'm thinking of the brain cancer patient.
Oh, no. She coughs on the woman's child. And see, I'm getting two stories. I tell you, they have so many two stories because this guy actually spit in the grocery store at one of the clerks in the grocery store. But people do not realize that is assault. If the spit lands, that's actually battery, considering the current climate, and you know, right. COVID is on the upswing
again,
and you don't know what this person's saliva holes. You like the lady who coughed on the baby, she is actually facing criminal charges for assault.
See, and that's why I disagree, because she would have been facing six people carrying her motherfucking ass because right. I'm sorry. But like, hold on, let me show you this before we continue here.
What is this one? Really, you feel threatened?
As he's walking forward, aggressively.
Threaten me again?
So.
Really?
That's Mr.
I feel threatened. Back up. As, I feel threatened.
And you see the people with the phone didn't move at all. So, I'm sitting here looking at it, and someone pointed out what looked like a gun print.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheels are spinning, and I'm
and that's
like,
in Florida?
Yeah.
Mm,
so I feel threatened. Mm. Yelling out, I feel threatened, as you aggressively walk towards somebody. Mm. That's all you need to do in Florida is feel threatened.
Stand your ground.
So
absolutely.
I'm like, yo, at first I'm like, I wish he would have, because I would have dropped his ass where he stood, laid him out like a bad habit. But then I'm thinking about it, I'm like, shit, that motherfucker would have shot me.
But then, you know, something else, because I believe when we were talking about Trayvon Martin, we pointed out that you can be the aggressor. There's nothing that bars you from being the aggressor.
In Florida.
Right, and then standing your ground.
So this shit's getting like mad ridiculous. I even seen it myself at Lowe's. I had to go to Lowe's to pick something up. Lady behind me in line didn't have a mask on. So the clerk or whatever, self-checkout. So the clerk walks up to him and is like, ma'am, you need a mask. Here, we're giving out free masks. Now, at that point, just take the fucking mask and put it on. Nah, I don't need to wear a fucking mask. I'm not a sheep. Well, ma'am, you will not be purchasing anything from Lowe's today. So she grabs her t-shirt and goes, well, fine. How's this? Is this is better than whatever that shit is? And they start going back and forth. And I'm like, you know what? Give me my fucking receipt and get me the fuck out of
here.
But
you know.
So it's a political statement.
Absolutely. And your president has basically said, well, intimated that if you wear a mask, you are against him. And if you don't, you are for him. That is basically what he has indoctrinated in his sheep. And, you know, she's saying she's not a sheep, but absolutely you are, because you are following the dictates of a narcissistic
dictator.
Right.
Man. So I'm watching all the comments, though, especially the shoe store one that just happened. And everyone's like, shit, don't people know that unemployment is paying $600 extra dollars? I'd lose my job that day. I'd lose my job that day. Well, that's not the case. Well, after this month, that extra $600 is set to expire
on the 30th,
July 30th.
If Congress does nothing, right. which considering, once again, this current political climate, the president and the Republicans do not want that to happen, because he is looking for the economy to right itself, because that was going to be his banner as far as reelection was. Because if the economy is doing well, the odds of you getting reelected are like skyrocketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The economy is in the tank right now because people are not working. People are not working because
they can't.
They cannot, because no one, or there's this faction of people who are not following CDC guidelines at all. So hence why Arizona, California, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and several other states are seeing these massive upticks of COVID-19.
You know, Louisiana, all things considered, Louisiana is not as bad when you look at Florida, Texas, North Carolina.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Right. We're not, but we are actually, we have this uptick going on. Problem was, there was no mask mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was free-willy. Now, so going back to what we were talking about, this $600, best way to open the economy, you know, if you think about it from Donald Trump's perspective, best way to open up the economy is to not make it easy for people to stay at home.
Right.
I have to work if I don't have this extra $600 because I can't live on $247 a month. That's the highest that you can get in the state. That's what I mean. $247 a week. That's the highest.
Look, hold up. I can live off of $247 a month.
That is the highest you can get in the state of Louisiana. And
correct. And even other places, like when people in Louisiana or down south in general who are not well traveled in the U.S., they look at places like D.C., New York City, San Francisco, well, California.
Cost of living, though.
And their unemployments are like $600-$800 a week. And people down here are like, oh, my God. Why do they get so much?
That's
so
like $247, baby, because the cost of living is ridiculous.
Right. But so with that going away and everyone from what I'm recalling is everyone has entered phase two and a few people are trying to roll back to phase one. Mm-hmm. We're seeing these upticks. People are about to be out of work again as businesses are forced to close down again.
Because right now, bars in the state of Louisiana, the governor just had this Saturday press conference and they are rolling back some of the
25
right. So now you can only have 25% or 25 people.
Mm-hmm.
In your establishment.
Man, they about to close my gym down again. I ain't finna go for that. I'm gonna be like them white people with the no mask. I'm gonna have my gun and I'm gonna be doing push-ups outside the gym. Like what?
But here's the crazy thing though. You know what people, I don't think a lot of people realize, we know that we have lost 43 million jobs. We know that.
134,000 people, we lost them to.
Right. But do you know that roughly 20 to 30% of those jobs are not going to come back? Yeah. Like these, there are places that will not be able to withstand this lockdown the way we are operating right now. There are businesses that will not come back. I mean, Brooks Brothers has filed bankruptcy. Bed Bath and Beyond.
They filed bankruptcy.
Has also, right, there are a whole bunch of people who have filed. Yeah, that goes your 20% coupon.
Man, I don't shop there. There's a few other places. One of them actually surprised me.
That's a gym. What, like a
I know the Snap Fitness in this area is going out of business.
Was Orange Theory? One of these gyms, national chains or whatever, they've also filed bankruptcy protection. And the thing is, not necessarily that they will not stay in business, but there's going to be a massive loss of jobs. JCPenney's actually is shutting down.
Good.
Really?
Get them the fuck out of here. Get JCPenney's the fuck out of here. Let me tell you why.
Oh, Lord.
They, in the 2000s, the late 2000s, the 2010, 2011, 2012, they were still operating off of 1980s business models.
Okay.
They would not do coupons. They would not accept coupons. They would only do certain types of sales. Man, JCPenney can get the fuck out of here. Who shops at JCPenney?
Older people.
Niggas too broke to go to Macy's?
No, older people shop at JCPenney.
Nah, Macy's be like, hey.
Well, Macy's actually closed some stores too.
I know, because they'd be like, "Y'all can take y'all broke asses to JCPenney."
Man, it's like not mind boggling, but my head sometimes spins when I think about everything that is going to be lost when we come out of. Because technically, I'm telling y'all, people don't want to say it, but we are in the midst of a depression. We are.
Mm. I wouldn't say we're in the midst of one. We are. One's around the corner.
We're in the midst of a recession. Nah, we're in the midst of depression. It's real.
All right. What's the difference? What's the difference between depression?
I know. You tell me, man. You tell me what's the difference.
All I'm going to say is, well, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. I got 12 things. I got so many things. All right. So first, the economy, right? There's this huge misconception that the economy and the stock market are the same thing. The economy and the stock market have nothing. Well, they have some things to do with each other. They are symbiotic.
They are symbiotic. And let me tell you, people out there who don't know, the stock market's bubble is about to burst.
Yes.
Be on the lookout. Have y'all cash together.
Buy.
Start buying shit in a minute, because
buy.
Right now, it is ripe for a market correction. I could not understand why. Like, the market went down
briefly for a week.
Everybody was expecting it. I was expecting it. I saw it coming. We all saw it. But then that sucker shot up, and it was like, what the ever?
And they're still weekly announcing unemployment growing every week, and the stock market's growing too.
Still going up.
Let me tell you,
that's because of the Fed, though, and it's
even before the Fed injected. Well, the speculation of it, but at the same time, I'm like, this makes no sense.
So that's why, though, and that's why it is going to be. There's going to be this massive correction. And people are going to lose their minds.
We're due for a correction anyway, regardless of
You're absolutely right.
So let me give the listeners some stocks to keep an eye on. These some favorites of mine. Disney. Disney is always a good buy when it's low. I could have bought Disney back in March at like $79.
And you didn't.
I was waiting for it because that wasn't the crash. That was the slide. I'm waiting for the crash, the bottom. So Disney's one to keep your eye on. Nike, that's another one to keep your eye on, especially Olympic year. Even though Olympics are still kind of, we don't know what we're doing. But Nike's another good one. As much as I'm boycotting them, Starbucks, it's another good one. And if you want to risk, be a little risky. Now, there's safe risks, airlines.
Let me tell you.
Spread it, though, because some airlines are going out of business.
Business, right. Not just airlines. And this is something that...
Travel, hotels.
Anything that's associated with entertainment and leisure. So, cruise ships, airlines, hotels, movies, anything related to entertainment and travel, I'm telling you.
I bought... earlier this year in March, I bought AMC.
Mm-hmm.
I bought AMC. I don't even know how many shares. There were $3 and some change. And I'm like, a couple $100. I don't know how many shares I bought. But the next week, they announced they will probably have to file bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, look at my couple $100 right there. What the fuck?
No.
It shot up. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So another one that I bought, Cheesecake Factory. Because they announced, this was before they announced, I bought them at like $16, $15. And I want to say they're regularly around $30, $40. So I went ahead, I bought some Cheesecake Factory at about $15, $16. The next day or two, they announced, yo, bruh, landlord, we ain't got it. We ain't going to be able to pay our rent at none of our stores.
Correct.
And I'm like, they about to go down. No. They went up too.
That's why I'm saying
it. Like, in what reality can you say I'm not going to be able to pay my rent, and people say, "Oh, you're worth more."
Well, let me tell you what reality that is. That is the reality where speculators and investors know that the federal government is going to bail them out. Case in point, there is this trucking company. Can't remember the name of it. Trucking company literally filed bankruptcy, was going out of business, but it had some sort of contract with the federal government. Company stock started sliding. Federal government actually was suing these people, right? While in the midst of this suit, all this stuff started happening. Company slid to the point where it was only worth $70 million. They got a bailout from the government worth $700 million. So your company is worth $70. I just let you borrow $700 million. What part of the game is that?
Man, speaking of that, I actually want to dive a little deeper into that, too. We're all over the place, but I got my stock app up. And these are all the stocks that I just bought during the March.
Mm-hmm. The slide. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
General Motors.
Mm.
Ford. Those two I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't actually look. Don't come to me for stock advice and don't follow me and say, man, this nigga, I put my life savings. Nah, bro. GM, Ford, Starbucks, Nike, American Airlines, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, Spirit Airlines.
Spirit, JetBlue. You'll get hosed on Spirit, that one.
Actually, believe it or not, I have a lot of unrealized gain right there. JetBlue.
Right now, but I'm telling you, Spirit, but mark my words, Spirit go tank.
Their reserves, I looked at their financials, and during this time, this buying spree, I wasn't really looking at financials. I was just going off of common sense, but I did look at Spirit's financials.
Their cash reserves
are nice. JetBlue, they're probably going to go under.
But what's the market high for Spirit? Did you know?
The market high? Let's do, I can do a 1 year, go back a year, $51. And I bought them at like 14. So if I lose my money, I lose my money. If not, so where we at? JetBlue, did not get Delta. I'm watching Carnival, watching Norwegian.
Man, you should have bought Carnival. In March.
They didn't even do a stock split. That's what drove me away from them.
You should have bought Carnival in March.
New shares.
Yes, they
did. I didn't trust that because how you issuing new shares, but you don't have new money.
They did. They do have new money.
Now they do.
Like
they
I'm saying, the exactly. That's why the government was basically giving everybody money. This is why the market is actually going to. Because everybody's like, the government is making money and giving it to people.
Which is why Ally Bank, I'm almost done. Ally Bank, Regions Financial, AMC Entertainment, MGM Resorts, Park Hotels and Resorts, Cheesecake Factory,
Disney,
Caesars.
You got Little Caesars, did you?
Yeah.
You want to go get a little gambling on?
Weight Watchers.
Really? You bought Weight Watchers?
Yeah. The reason I bought Weight Watchers, that's all of them that I bought just during the slide. But the reason I got Weight Watchers and I think I got maybe one other diet type of thing is because everyone's sitting at home. Everyone's getting fat.
So everybody going to need to lose weight?
Exactly. So, I mean, see, forward thinking. Now, how do you feel about these companies? It's been reported that Kanye West's company
Yeezy.
Got millions of dollars.
Yep.
We already know about the Harvards and the Ruth's Chris and all that. But now we look at these billionaire entertainers. How do you feel about them getting PPP money?
See, I hate it. I do. But this is exactly what the government did this for. You know, the government says that the PPP was for the mom and pop, right? But 100%, we know that what that was for the Ruth Chris's and the Yeezys and the X. Because think about it, mom and pop.
It was under, and I believe one of the requirements is under 500 employees, correct?
You had to have less than, right?
So when you think about a Ruth's Chris
franchise.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at. I'm sure people would think, wait, but they got restaurants all over franchises.
That was the loophole. See, you find the loophole and you exploit it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they did. That's just like, what was it? Steak and Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave their money back. Who else? The Clippers? It was one of those ball clubs.
I know Harvard, man. There were so many people.
Right, gave the money back because it was like the money ran out.
Yep.
And the money would not have run out if the people that this was supposedly targeted towards, the small companies, you know, people that don't have a lot of cash reserves. Because you think about a Boeing. These people have money in reserve coming out the ass. I'm talking billions of dollars.
You think of Kanye West. He got money out the ass, him and the fucking Kardashians.
Exactly right. So this PPP program was supposed to be for businesses that did not have cash reserves like that. But in the end, these people got, and for self-employed individuals, mm-hmm. because most of the time they can't get anything from the government. But here you have PPP. I'm going to get, and this goes back to, because I had a guy come to me and to help him fill out 1099 miscellaneous forms and also filling out his form 940 and his form 941. And it's like, when I tell, or when we've said on this show, it's a recurrent theme, get your business straight. Right. Get it legitimate. If you have a legitimate business, legitimize yourself. And this is the reason why.
Because Black law and legalized qualify for that paycheck protection plan.
Because there were so many people that we saw running into the office. They wanted us to help them with the PPP application. They were self-employed individuals. Problem is, so follow me on this one, which if you think about it, makes sense. If you are a self-employed individual, you're making money, but on your tax return, you've never made a profit or you've made a very small profit.
I know companies like that.
Yeah. And you had to, as far as the PPP was concerned, you had to turn in your tax returns to show them how much money you lost. Well, if you didn't lose any money, if you lost $5 or if you lost $300, because that's what your profit was. But here it is, you made $60,000, but I had this expense and 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 this expense and this expense. And by the time it was all over, you had about what, 15 grand maybe, so that you can get the maximum earned income credit or whatever. And now you're trying to get this PPP money and your eyes lit up because, ooh, I could get 3 times what my gross income is.
And you end up getting about $430.
Yeah. Right. Because on paper, you had no income.
Man, them people that were getting this money, like I said, the Kanye Westises and all of them, what's the word here? So poor people are always looked at as not doing enough to better their situations, whether it be, you're not working hard enough. Mm-hmm. You're taking advantage. Mm-hmm. That's when we hear a lot. You're taking advantage of the system, of the welfare system, mm-hmm. food stamp system. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that shit no more, because y'all are taking advantage of the
absolutely
of everything. But let's say with this PPP, you're taking advantage of millions upon millions upon of millions of dollars. And what, you mad 'cause someone getting $300 a month in food stamps? Like, man, get the fuck out of here.
That's correct. But as we've said, another recurrent theme, that's the way the system is designed. The system is designed to keep poor people poor and rich people rich.
Right.
That is the way the system is designed. So if you have money, you can get money. If you don't, you can't.
And that's bullshit. That whole you need to be saving your money, be fiscally responsible. Yo, if being closed, a business, and I'm not talking a small mom and pop business, if a business like a JCPenney's or whatever is closed for 30 days and you can't recover from that, y'all need to be fiscally responsible because this is the way it works. And this is the way our president has worked his entire life. I'm going to borrow money from Ann.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go borrow some money from Becky for my inventory and my payroll. And then I'm going to go borrow some money over here for something.
And I'm going to get all of it. And then I'm going to file bankruptcy.
Yeah. It's a never ending line of credit is how these businesses operate.
Absolutely. And then what's crazier, as you said, then I file bankruptcy. And you would think someone like me, I file bankruptcy. I cannot get a loan at an interest rate that is reasonable, if at all, to save my life. But mm-hmm. as a business, you file bankruptcy and you can turn around the very next day
and go apply for another loan
and get it. Because how many times has Donald Trump's businesses actually done that? Right. So, but you know, that is actually a good segue into something that I wanted to talk about. You know, how the system is rigged against in finding loopholes.
Hold on, we ain't talking about the hierarchy, right?
The heirs.
Yeah, we're gonna move that. Move that. Wait, we're gonna move that
to what?
To next.
Okay, fine.
So we're not talking about the hierarchy, y'all, because we ain't talking about the rich white bitches. That's basically what you was getting at, is the rich white bitches. And look, I love all people, especially rich white bitches.
Especially rich white bitches, right.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So last thing on this one is the COVID contracts, just keeping with the theme.
Oh, you're talking about the social distancing contracts. Yes,
there are these contracts that parents are getting drawn up by attorneys that they want. Okay, so here in Louisiana, we call them domiciliary parents, where the child is living with you. So what they are doing is they're going to attorneys and getting contracts drawn up that the other parent would have to sign, the non-domiciliary parent or the...
The domiciliary parent would have to sign. It's the non-domiciliary parent who's actually trying to limit what the domiciliary parent can do with the child.
Not in the case that I'm going to bring up.
Yeah.
In the case that I'm going to bring up,
the one that you sent me?
Yeah. He was a domiciliary parent. He had the kids in his custody. She wanted the kids every so whatever. They had arranged visitation, but he was not abiding by it because he was like, no, this bitch going to take my kids and go out and then go around her parents and go around this, that, and the other. So he went to his attorney. Attorney came up with a contract saying that when and if you get your kids for their visitation, you cannot have them around anybody other than yourself. And I agreed with it.
No. See, that's the problem.
See, it's going to look like kind of a sexist thing because it was a dude. But if it were a woman, I'd agree with it. Let's put this in writing. If we're at the point where we can't get along and we're not seeing eye to eye, maybe we didn't have an amicable split, there's going to be a lot of, as we like to say in our community, fuck that nigga energy, right? So you're going to do things to try to piss the other spouse off.
Which is what these social distancing contracts are.
So let's take the case of somebody, one of these Trump supporters who don't want to wear a mask. They don't want their kids to wear a mask, but they're taking their kids out in public. Let's say the other parent has no problem with wearing a mask. She makes the kids wear the mask, or he makes the kids wear the mask. If you can put that in a legal contract saying that, motherfucker, you're going to have to wear a mask, and our kids are going to have to wear masks if you take them anywhere, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, but that's not where these things stop. Where the problem is, what you are basically trying to do is dictate to me how I can move. And what you're saying is that I don't care enough about my kids to care about their health or mine. And so you are trying to dictate to me what I can and cannot do. And honestly, that is something that the law actually or a court actually frowns on, because you don't want to limit parents' ability to do certain things. Now, especially so, this is why I have a problem with these social distancing contracts that someone is trying to impose on someone else. If, as you said, it was not an amicable split, and there is already tension as far as visitation and everything else is, this is just another way for one party to inject their will and tension into this situation.
It's not about will.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because your example. Let me take your example.
Mask.
This is what.
Okay, mask.
This is what you want to do. You want to stop me from taking my kids.
I ain't one of these clients. Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
You want to stop me from taking my kids where I want to take my kids.
Yes.
And you doubt that I take the health of my kids seriously. Yes. So why is it that you can do that?
Why can I doubt?
I'm a person. These are my children as well as yours. Mm-hmm. You can't dictate to me because that's what you're trying to do.
No, I'm trying to keep my kids
safe. You're trying to. It's not about the kids. Okay. Believe me.
Let me ask you a question.
It is not about the kids. It is about controlling me.
Okay.
Is what this is.
So if you have kids with somebody and y'all can't see eye to eye, and that person has a roommate now, because after you left them, you took all the money and left them broke with your kids, right? The roommate's a child molester. Would you allow your kids in that environment?
See, but here's the thing.
Same fucking
thing. It is not.
Thing.
It is. It is 100% not.
You need to go buy one of them Wayfair cabinets, because it sounds like you want some child trafficking shit.
Now, let me tell you why it's not. The court, when we're talking about children, what's in the best interest of children,
not catching COVID.
The thing is, kids, and we're talking about what age groups?
Don't matter.
CDC doesn't even recommend certain age groups to wear masks.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, you're talking about a child molester and bringing a kid.
I'm sorry. Let me just throw this out here. I would rather catch COVID than be molested.
Once again, so you're talking about bringing your kids into a home that a child molester lives in. A child molester who can't legally be around children.
Okay. And in most states, legally, you cannot go into public places without a mask.
Well, in most states, there are not mask mandates. There is no federal mask mandate. And in most states, think about Louisiana. John Bell just last week mandated that was a state mandated mask.
Okay. Same. Anyway, what I'm saying is, because this is getting contrived here.
It's not. What I'm saying is, it is not about the kids.
We're talking about me.
We're talking about this scenario. You do not have a social distancing contract with anybody.
It doesn't matter.
Listen, yes, it does. What you just gave me was a scenario. Okay. We're talking about real life.
Right.
And in real life, it is not about me. It's not about the kid. It is about trying to control the other person.
Bullshit. That's what,
because when you have somebody who is going to that length to do something like that,
you irresponsible as a parent, fuck you. I'm going to every length.
Okay.
In fact, but I would probably look,
but the court,
shoot for
guess
you
what?
Not
guess
to
what?
See
the
your
court
children.
Did not think that I was irresponsible because I have my kids. I am the domiciliary parent.
Good,
so the court didn't find me.
As am I.
Court did not find me irresponsible. The problem is, you, if it is already a hectic situation, what you're trying to do is cause me aggravation.
No.
And you do it through the kid.
You're missing the point.
No, you're missing the point.
Believe me, as someone
who has a vast knowledge and experience of what
a husband and wife
will do.
Selling crack rocks. What they got to do with anything?
I can't tell you about the crack rock game because you have experience. So this is the thing. This is what I'm saying. From my experience, knowing what husbands do, when you have a spouse who will quit their job because they don't want to pay child support because they think, or they say, that bitch ain't get my money.
That's got nothing to do with COVID.
Yes, it does. It's the same principle. In their
heads. Well, then throw the child molester in there.
In their heads, this is my way to control this person. It's not about the kid.
Okay, so
it's about control.
How is, you're sidetracking me here. How is quitting your job, having any money, controlling your ex-partner?
Okay, let me show
money
you.
Money is power.
Wait,
money
give
you all right, the opportunity to control.
All right, let me answer your question. Because this person, whoever has the kids, needs the support, right?
Mm-hmm. And so do you.
And now I am not. No, you quit. So let me give you a scenario that is 100% fact. Names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Can I see some paperwork, some documentation?
So this is what happened. Had a great job, had a CDL license, was driving 18-wheeler trucks intrastate and interstate.
And he was driving. Don't leave this part out. He was driving between 10 and 12 hours a day.
Making mad money. Okay.
10 and 12 hours a day, did not have the opportunity to spend time with his family, which put a strain on their relationship.
Making mad. Wait, you can't inject in my scenario. You don't even know. You were there.
I seen the whole thing.
Anyway, making mad money. Then divorce happens. Now you got to pay child support.
Mm-hmm.
Quit my job. Or, no, I'm sorry. You don't quit your job, because quitting your job, you know, that would make you the bad guy.
You get laid off.
You get yourself fired, mm-hmm. right? But you get yourself fired. I can't pay the amount of child support because I don't have a job. But you go out and you find a job that's willing to pay you under the table. You know, they're paying you cash. So you're living your life because, like, as I said, in your head, this bitch ain't getting my money. It's not about the kids. It's about your ex-spouse. And okay, they're not going to be living off of my money. And that is the mindset. So
it is not. See, what you're doing now is you're throwing a wide blanket.
I'm not. Let me get my shit off
and you can respond.
Wait, I don't need you to get your shit off at this table. Not at this table.
If you are a spiteful parent. Let's say I have the children and you're getting visitation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in order to spite me, Disneyland just opened up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also anti-mask. You're one of these assholes in Costco without a mask harassing other people, right? And going to the Michigan State Capitol with guns and shit. So you're doing all of this irresponsible shit as an adult without the children. Now you're trying to take the children to Disneyland during the midst of a pandemic.
All right, stop me.
That is why I'm presenting this contract.
But guess what? Contract equals two people consenting.
Correct.
You can have all the contracts you want. If I don't sign this thing, I'm not bound by it. Even if I sign it, I may not be bound by it.
So you would be okay with somebody taking children to Disneyland right now?
People are in Disneyland right now.
And you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I'm not. If they were my children.
Let me tell you something.
If they were my children, I would not.
People are in Costco's right now. Are you okay with that? Yeah. People are in Sam's right now. People are in businesses right now.
Essential.
You're okay.
These places are essential.
Wait, really? Costco's is essential.
Because you got to feed them 32 kids.
These bars are essential.
That is not essential.
These restaurants are essential.
They may be essential, yes.
All I know is there is a risk everywhere.
There is.
Don't focus on. So I can take them to a restaurant, but I can't take them to Disney.
You can't take my kids anywhere.
I can take them to Walmart.
No.
But I can't take them to Disney.
You can't take my kids anywhere.
See, it's not about the kids. It's about you trying to control. You're trying to control.
If you want to go to Walmart, go to Walmart before you come pick these kids up. If you want to go to a restaurant, go to the restaurant. I would not allow anybody to take my children.
I would not allow. You cannot dictate what a grown ass woman can do.
I could.
How?
We leaving.
Huh?
We leaving. Me and my kids bouncing to another state.
Really? Nah. Not so now you kidnapping.
I'm the domiciliary parent.
Nah.
I ain't kidnapping shit.
Yes, you are. So why you get to take the kids somewhere?
To get them away from your crazy, dangerous ass.
Whatever.
Like, man, I would not allow my kids.
Once again,
even if my kids were with me.
Listen to what you're saying.
I'm listening.
I am not going to allow. You cannot dictate what this woman does with her children.
Man, fuck that bitch.
They're her children,
fuck that
too.
Bitch.
See what I'm saying?
But
they're
listen,
her children
I would
as well.
Not take my children to Walmart. I would not take my children.
But if she chooses to do so, that those are her kids as well.
And then if I choose to slap the piss out of her.
And if she chooses to shoot your ass, yes.
Well, it's a lot of choices made.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think that the parent that receives visitation, whether it be male or female, And in most cases, it is the man who is getting visitation with his kids,
mm-hmm.
should be allowed to take his children into public spaces, in or even put them, like, who wants to put their fucking kids in dangerous situations to where they can die, basically. Just
okay,
to,
so wait. So that means don't go to school.
Exactly. You got to be a fucking moron. And I use the word moron with a hard R. Moron. You got to be a fucking moron to want to go back to school this far to send your kids back. Like, P, he ain't sending his kids back to school whether or not the school opens. It's like...
Many parents are going to homeschool their children.
This is something that we've learned, too. And going back to the jobs, let's wrap this up here. But going back to the job loss, right? How you said 20, 30% jobs ain't coming back. There's one thing that this pandemic has taught us. And we both know a few people who are totally against the idea of working from home for many reasons. What this proved is that I want to say 47% of jobs
could be
and without any extra
anything. There right. are actually a lot of companies like Facebook. Facebook has given their employees the choice of coming in or working from home permanently.
Twitter so went all
there are a lot of companies home. Who are doing that now, saying but, you know, they're seeing productivity is not declining. You can work
it's
from home.
Increasing. And let me tell y'all too, quick story. Becky, who hasn't been on the show in a while because she thinks she's too good for us now. You know, she thinks she's too good. She got her hair braided and she thinks she's too good for us. But she's been working from home since March, the first week of March. We're July 11th today. She is working. She used to work 9 hours a day. Let's say eight hours a day because they take hour lunch, but she goes to work for
man,
9 hours.
Hour lunch?
Yeah.
Damn.
You don't got an hour lunch?
No, man. I ain't got an hour lunch. Man, you got an hour lunch?
I got an hour and a half lunch.
You probably got 3 hour lunches.
I got two lunches.
Shit.
No, but she's been working more at home. And when I say working more, not only is she being more productive, she's working longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave to go to work at about 10:15 in the morning, right? She's already working. She's been working for about 2 to 3 hours when I leave.
That's everybody.
Now, probably.
Because, yeah.
But when I get home, I usually leave work at about between 6 and 6:30. I get home. No, actually, I'll go to the gym, work out for an hour, hour and a half, get home at about 8, 8:30. She is still working. Hadn't took a lunch break. Hadn't done anything but sit there and work. So she is working more now and she feels obligated to work more because she's working from home.
And it's because there are people who think if you're working from home, you're slacking.
Right.
So she wants to show them that she's actually
And that's
working.
Bullshit. I had to even, what was that, 2 weeks ago? Well, whatever last episode was, you came over here on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night.
And she was working. That's correct.
So it's like, that's bullshit. But what it's teaching these companies is that they can operate with remote employees. Don't let it go to your head, because now that means if you can operate your company with remote employees, they don't even have to be U.S. employees now.
Right. Correct.
They can be overseas employees.
But guess what? But that is something that, once again, a lot of companies already knew because they were doing it.
Right. Yeah.
Already. They were doing it already.
The Dells, a lot of tech was doing it. But now mm-hmm. other companies are starting mm-hmm. to realize that too. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, hold on. So, and I know like a lot of old school companies with old school leadership still don't believe in the whole work from home. Like take Becky's supervisor. All of them are given the ability to work from home.
And he's still in the office.
He's still going to the office because he doesn't understand Zoom. He doesn't understand technology. He doesn't understand this, that. So
tell me, if he does not understand Zoom, how is he on the conference calls? Because I'm sure they're doing all the conference calls via Zoom or some.
No, they are doing telephone calls with this person. So he needed to see something. So Becky tried to share her screen with him so he can look. The dude just wasn't getting it. He didn't understand what he was looking at, even though it was like Excel or some shit. He just, can you come into the office just for an hour or two and show me? So she goes, takes a shower, gets dressed, drives down to the office.
Wow.
Shows him the exact same thing he was looking at as a screen share. And, oh, I get it. Okay. And then leave. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's another reason why a lot of these jobs aren't going to come back, is because now people are saying that these jobs can be done remotely. And
no, I don't know if that is the reason, because you can still maintain the same jobs remotely as you could have in person.
Right.
The jobs are not.
What we're going to do is save money. Let me say that. We're going to save money by, okay, you're my marketing person. I'm going to let you go now because I'm paying you $130,000 a year here in New York.
And now
I'm going to hire somebody from Louisiana who's happy making $70,000 a year for the same job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's.
And all I have to do is every now and then fly him in.
Yeah, twice a year or some shit like that. So, yeah, things are definitely post-corona, whenever that is. Things going to be
different. There's a big change. I mean, so, I'm ready.
Let me ask you this too, because we meant to talk about this at one point. Is custody during Corona? Let's say during the lockdown, the height of it.
Yeah, man, we talked about that. No, remember
we were supposed to, but did we not talk
about the doctor?
The doctor that tried to chop his son's dick off. We talked about that doctor, but nah.
No, did we not talk about the doctor who had her visitation halted by the court?
Nope.
We never talked about
that. No, that was on the docket, but we never got to it.
Okay. All right. So I guess this kind of goes back to your whole social distancing contract situation.
Right.
So there was a doctor in New York. She was an ER doctor, I believe. And
oh, yeah. She ain't getting the kids.
And she was. And that's basically what happened. She was treating COVID patients. And her husband, her ex-husband, was like, went to court and got the court to basically sign an order saying that her having her daughter would be detrimental to the daughter's health because she was around these COVID patients all the time. And I'm sure you are saying, yep, that's about right. But here's the thing. This is why, in the end, she prevailed. In the end, because you have to think about, he said it's because she was a doctor and she was around COVID patients. Well, you have grocery store clerks who go home to their children. You have waitresses and waiters who go home to their kids. But they're
not knowingly around COVID. People have COVID.
Yeah, they are, because anybody can have COVID.
Well, that means unknowing.
You know,
I said knowingly.
Anybody can have COVID. And right. These people who are coming into the doctor doesn't know that they have COVID until they're tested.
And she works with the COVID
patients.
But
that's her job. That is her job. So my point is, you are stopping her from being with her child because there is a risk that she is going to give COVID to her daughter.
Bitch, but go save some lives and I'll FaceTime you with the kids.
Nah. So, I mean, in the end, so initially her visitation rights were taken away from her because of that. They stupid. But.
And if it was a dude, I'd say good too.
They were given, I know, but you're still stupid because, like I said, if this doctor who knows what protocols to take can't see their kid, then the waiter shouldn't. Then
the
grocery store clerk shouldn't.
Video where the nurse quit her job
because they wanted her to be
on the
COVID walk
floor, and she wanted to keep herself and her family, her kids, safe.
All right.
So you know what, doctor? You want to see the kids? Quit your job.
Nah.
Man.
See, and that's the thing. That to me is totally ridiculous. But as I said, in the end, she prevailed. She got her daughter back.
Man,
she got her daughter back,
and they're probably anti-vaxxers, and they probably.
Man,
so look,
silly.
No, but how did regular ass custody work? Let's say was it normal
dude,
when everything was locked down?
Let me tell you. So I know this for a fact. This is something that I'm personally involved in. There was
drugs.
No, that'll be you. There is a case where the mother is actually still fighting. Because you know when you said, I take my kids and go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right before this whole thing blew up, father had their visitation. And they went out of town. And then this COVID thing happened. Everybody's on lockdown.
He got stuck with the kid. Right.
Couldn't come back.
That's understandable.
So, but then when they were able to move, still would not move. Like,
that's still understandable.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Bring the children back to where they belong.
Do you know how many people, like, totally, this is early stages of the COVID pandemic here in the U.S., just completely lost all goddamn common sense?
Mm-hmm. A whole lot of people, your president included.
Man, he ain't never had no sense. But I chalk it up to that. A lot of people do, like, the whole hoarding toilet paper and just shit. Like, you don't know what to do. And you do, like, as humans, we feel as if we have to do something. It doesn't matter what.
So, good or bad, we just have to be active. We're right. So that we can tell ourselves we are actively trying to combat this thing. Exactly. So, yeah, I understand. But and right now it's still a crazy thing because, you know, the courts are not really open. So
they're doing like telecourt and stuff.
That's
like
what they're doing. They're doing teleconferences. And so it is hard as far as family court and criminal court. They're, you know, I guess the new normal, because telecourt is going to be like telehealth.
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to be real things that, not that they're going to take over, but they are going to be more of them than there were
prior to
you know, the whole coronavirus thing. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. Technology is definitely going to be the wave of the future. You know, courts used to have systems so that you can digitally file anything. But some, believe it or not, pre-COVID, some courts did not. But now people are seeing where it's needed. So that's going to be a big thing with the court system, these e-filing and doing things over teleconferencing. That's going to be the wave of the legal future.
So when you meet with a judge on your teleconference, ladies and gentlemen, just make sure you cover up the triple beam scale behind you and the kilos of coke. So this has been another interesting episode of Black Law and Legal Lies. My name is Dan. You can keep up with me on Twitter, IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show and please give us a review. I think our reviews are working now because we got a new one. So I think they might be working.
Uh-oh.
Apple stopped hating us.
Uh-oh.
And protect your kids. Keep them away from the other parents.
No, Lord, stop it. And I'm Ann, and you can follow me on Twitter at I Tell Legal Lies. And thank you for the reviews. We appreciate them.
Yeah, give us more.
Y'all come back now. You hear?
Peace.